Blog Talk Radio.
I got a gal in Dallas, way back when I go through. I got a gal in Tulsa, that I toot my whistle to, say how I do. I got them all over the land, I'm a locomotive man. Left my heart in Omaha, Omaha, and I never did quite get it back. I got a Sioux in Sioux City, waiting by the railroad track, keeps her money in a tater sack. I got them all over the land, I'm a locomotive man. Well, I left a little switch engine about 40 miles south of Bangor, Maine. Couldn't keep the wheels a-turning, shouldn't try to pull my train. Got them all over the land, I'm a locomotive man. Well, I had a gal in Jackson, and it sure broke my heart to turn her loose. When I checked my time and moved on, she's hooked on my caboose. I got them all over the land, I'm a locomotive man.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Notch 8 Podcast.
with your hosts, Timothy Ticklesburg and Richard Thorson.
No, what I was saying was give me $20 on the Texans. But no, I want to... Good evening. I'm Timothy Ticklesford, and this is the Notch 8 Podcast. Our first hour sponsor tonight is Morningwood Landscaping. Do you have unruly bush, overgrown weeds, or trees that need trimmed? Call the licensed and bonded professionals at Morningwood, and they will give you the hand that you need. From edging to trimming to full removal, they do it all at Morningwood Landscaping. Call them today at 555-6989. That's 555-6989. Again, thank you to our first hour sponsor, Morningwood Landscaping. I am your host, Timothy Ticklesford, and thank you for joining us tonight on this, our second episode of the Notch 8 Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed the first one. We're back for more, and I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. Last week, we had a very eventful first episode as we caught the ending of the Golden Reverser Championship game, and it was quite the ending, and congrats to Gunner for winning that. It's been a long one-year journey, like we mentioned last week. Took about a year to get stuff figured out, to get this podcast launched and going, and I appreciate everybody who had a hand in helping with this. And the Golden Reverser series that blew up last year and gained quite a bit of traction, no pun intended. It was actually quite fun and amazing how much everybody got into that. So thank you for all of that. Thank you to all of the people that are involved with the Notch 8 Podcast. They know who they are. And I will not mention any names, but thank you for helping with this. The committee has been outstanding and comical. That's been fun as well. And there's a new series about to start in February, which we will talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We have a statement now. My co-host, Richard Thorskin, has not gotten here yet. I'm not sure where he's at. Hopefully, he gets here soon. But before we bring him on, even, we tried to get the committee president, Wendell Highball, on the show tonight. He declined. We tried to reach out to several of the other committee members, and they all declined as well. So, in their absence, though, the office did send us a statement from Wendell, and I will read that here. This is the statement from Wendell Highball about the Golden Reverser, the Engineer Series, Championship Series. Again, this was the second season of the Engineer Championship Series. And we've had two winners now of the Golden Reverser. Of course, Scott Wilson was the first winner of that. And then Gunner winning the second one in the new playoff format, which was very interesting to watch. But this is the statement that we got from Wendell Highball's office earlier today. He says, and this is all quotes I am reading now, his statement here. With the new year came a new Golden Reverser champion, a fitting end to a crazy season two of the Engineer Championship Series. I know that all of us at the committee enjoyed the hype and competition that went into this season. First, let me say to Stroll, hell of a run, man. You put on an amazing display of passion and competitiveness that had yet to be seen in this series. You left it all out on the lead and chipped away every play. You are the go-getter that this series needed. Thank you and good luck in season three. Now, the man of the hour, the man that needs no introduction, the guy that went from surgery to champion. All of us at the committee thought that the Gunner was done for in 2023. But this dog came to fight. He could have joined a division and gave himself a better chance, but he proved that independents can win a championship. Gunner, what a fight you gave in the playoffs. You never showed signs of giving up. You are what we all desire to be, a true inspiration and leader. Congrats on the Golden Reverser Championship, end quote. That was the statement submitted to us from Wendell Highball and the committee office. Again, we reached out to them to try and get Wendell or even one of the committee members on the show tonight to talk to us, but they all declined. They are busy with getting the new Conductors Championship Series squared away. They are getting sponsorships for that series lined up. The Golden Break Stick is going to be an interesting fight and new competition. I can't wait to see how that goes and cover that with my wonderful co-host, Richard Thorskin, who is not here yet, but we will get him on air as soon as he gets here. Again, I appreciate all of the combined efforts that went into this show, all of the staff that makes up this show, those that lend a hand, help with the writing, and all of the material that goes into all of this has been very much appreciated. It's a lot of hours behind the scenes that a lot of people, I don't think, realize or quite understand what exactly goes into making this not only this show, but some of the other behind the scenes things. The committee guys are hilarious. If you knew them personally, you would. It's funny because they're different outside of their normal elements where you might meet them. But it's been fun. The Conductors Championship Series that is slated to start. I'm hearing rumors. I haven't gotten an official confirmation date yet. But what I'm hearing is February 1st. It's a Thursday, February 1st. The Conductors Championship Series will kick off and begin. And this is a 6-month competition. I'm hearing, I believe 6 or 8. I was hearing. So I believe it's 6 months. It's 6 months. Okay. I'm getting 6 months. A 6-month competition. So the champion should be announced sometime around July 1st. So that will be, and then it goes right into the Engineer Championship Series season. So these seasons are running back to back. It's going to be fun. Can't wait for this. There's going to be there's an entire metric system that the committee has come up with that they are using to base the rankings for the conductors. It's much like the engineer metric that they use. And we'll talk about the conductor matrix here in just a little bit, but it's pretty in depth. What the committee has come up with to use to measure or to use as a basis to rank these conductors. We mentioned last week the preseason rankings that they have given us. And again, it's it's funny. It's a joke. It's not a joke. It's a competition. But it's funny. I mean, it's meant to make you laugh. It's meant to keep things lighthearted, some comedy relief, something to get your mind off of the stress that is railroading, I guess. That's what the committee tells me. That's why they do this, it's like a stress relief. It's something for them to do, when they're not railroading, and it gives them a hobby and something to look forward to after work, to kind of relief, stress relief, comedy relief, is what they said. The Golden Breakstick preseason rankings that I have that were given to me, I'll give you the top 10. Actually, I'll just do the top 15. It's not a bad top 15. And I'll start with number one and go down to 15. We have Swanger, Kiava, Perry, Bolands, Alasky. That's your top five. And then you've got Zappa, Roar, Orvitz, Tim Renovich, and Kelly. That's your top 10. And then you've got Grimm, Howell, Hayes, Jimmy Renovich, and Hannes. Briar Hannes is your top 15. We'll post the rest of the list either tonight or tomorrow, tonight after the show or tomorrow, to the Notch 8 podcast page there on Facebook. If you're not already liking or following that page, be sure to go on Facebook and look up Notch 8 Podcast. And there's two pages. There's an actual page that you can go to and follow. And then there's also a group, a Notch 8 Podcast group, that you can join as well. So make sure you join the group as well, because all the updates will go to that more than the page. So be sure to follow Notch 8 Podcast group on Facebook, and you can find that by searching Notch 8 Podcast in the search bar. I'm hearing reports that we may get Tipper on the line. He's got some updates from the field. Okay. They want me to break down the matrix of how we are going to, not we, I'm just the news guy covering this, but the committee, I'm told that they want me to break down the matrix on how the committee is going to rank the conductors. So I have that. It's pretty extensive what we have here. Let me find it here. Okay, so I gave you the top 15. There's also at the bottom of the list here, I believe, it looks like there's a practice squad. So I'm assuming these are maybe the conductors that haven't quite elevated their game enough to make the starting roster. So these guys are part of the practice squad. It looks like I've got Lingenfelder, Van Boglen, Irwin, and Carl. So these four gentlemen are on the practice squad. So it looks like they need, maybe these are the men that they take a look at and evaluate and say, okay, this is what they do wrong, and help the better conductors. You know, they show them like, okay, this is what they do, don't do that. You know, and helps them get better and get on the right path. So those are the practice squad guys. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all works out. Let me find where it's at here. Oh boy, I think I lost it. All right, here we go. So this is how the committee ranks these conductors. First off, we have radio voice. So can the conductor be heard clearly when they talk on the radio? Ties, and I'm not talking about what the rail is attached to, but these are, how does a conductor make a tie? Are the knuckles open before the tie? Now, that's always important to make sure that the knuckles are open before you make a tie. Car Counts, I haven't heard this name in a while, but it looks like Car Counts. Does the conductor have good car counts? So they'll be listening and judging conductors based on that. Cleanliness, does the conductor shower, wear deodorant, brush their teeth, and wear clean clothes to work as well? So it looks like the committee is really concerned about cleanliness on that one. Humor is another one. Can the conductor make jokes as well as take jokes? So it looks like you need to be kind of, you know, swinging both ways on the joke, on the humor side of things. If you can dish it out, sounds like you better take it. Attitude, does the conductor have a good attitude? I'm not sure that one should be on the matrix for judging guys right now, but okay. Training, is the conductor patient with brakemen? Does he make brakemen quit? So I know a few conductors already who might not do too well in this area of conducting, but you know, this is just, these are just parts of what make a good conductor and just parts of what the committee is going to be looking at as well. Knuckles, does the conductor leave knuckles open for the next guy as well as keeping tracks laced up? I hear that's a very important one in certain yards, is to make sure that things are laced up and knuckles are open for the next guy. And then this last one is chess player. Does the conductor like to pawn work off on the next guy? That's not what I thought that was going to mean, but okay. So these are all things that the committee is going to be looking at when deciding how the conductors will be ranked. And I believe we have Tipper on the line. Good evening, Tipper Canoe. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Timmy? Tipper Canoe, committee's field and traffic reporter. I just got a quick statement from Wendell Highball's secretary outside of the Cameo Grill, and it's basically stating a breakdown of the 2024 Golden Breakstick Championship. He's saying areas of interest for this season, Brewster switching lead. Lots of eyes are going to be on the Brewster switching lead. Medina's going to have eyes on it. And as always, Marathon. That Marathon switch has got to be done. We'll be looking at Plug Yards. What was that, over?
No, go ahead, Tipper.
Plug Yards. That's going to be another big focal point, Plug Yards. During the season, we remind conductors the Golden Breakstick is as simple as this, folks. Radio voice. Can we hear you? Are you saying the right thing? I mean, are you loud enough? Do you know who you're talking to? Ties. We need good car counts. Nothing will ruin a day like a hard tie in a yard. Hygiene.
Definitely.
Don't come to work smelling like a barnyard. Switching etiquette. Ooh, this is a big one. Switching etiquette. I believe that will play in with the chess player category there.
Pawning the work
big,
off
big.
And not doing your work,
yeah.
Right?
And cutting in with that is yard etiquette. You know, do you lace hoses? Do you tie enough brakes? Do you leave the brakes at the end of the track where you can easily get to them?
Leave gaps or leave air in cars when there shouldn't be air in cars.
Yeah, air in cars, that's no good. No good.
Right. Especially when they're 60 deep in a track, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wendell also said a few key players he's watching personally this season. Briar Hannis, EastEnder. Lots of hype around the Briar Hannis there. Dylan Swanger.
Mm-hmm.
Rubber Bull, Stroll Jr. Eyes are going to be on Stroll Jr.
Oh.
Conductor Kelly.
I've heard good things about that one.
Yeah, Conductor Kelly. The Vegas bets will make or break someone there.
Yeah, definitely.
Medina, hopeful, Conductor Markham. They said they're going to be watching him.
Hmm. What about out of Akron? Any big names coming out of Akron besides Stroll? Stroll's a given. I mean, look at what his dad did. That runs in the family.
Big names or big people?
Both.
Okay. Well. I'm here in Orbitz. He's got a chance. He's just got to steer away from those clear tracks.
So, now, you know, let me Tipper.
Catch him in a plugged yard.
He might
throw some numbers on the board.
Tipper, Orvitz, is this the one that can bench press a Volkswagen that I'm hearing?
Yes. We've seen him in the field. He can bench press a Volkswagen.
Wow, that guy's got to be a. I'm guessing he almost looks like a Sasquatch. You probably can't see him at night either. He probably blends in.
You know, as long as that track's blue flagged, does it matter?
Right, exactly. Anybody can get in there at that point.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Sure,
Any big players out of Brewster?
Toddich. He's new to the game. He's really, really come up in those rankings. Practice squad members, you know. You would be surprised what some of these practice squad members are capable of.
I can imagine.
Surprises, not the good kind of surprises.
But at the same time, you gotta have guys to practice against. You know, not everybody can be a starter.
Punching bags out there, yeah.
Right. Not everybody can be a starter. So
I think another thing is how well is a conductor able to adapt with different engineers.
Ooh, that's a good one, yeah.
Can he travel the stadium to stadium and kind of pick up where he left off, or is every day like day number one?
Yeah. Especially some of these independents, some of these guys that are in divisions, but they really don't have much of a home field, so they have to play on the road a lot. It's going to be tough.
That could really make you a strong player, though. You know, you adapt to what's in the Ohio River down in places like Mingo, and the oxygen levels there at the top of the mountain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't stop the gunner.
Yeah.
The big hole.
Number one.
The big hole.
A big hole.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see someone fill the stadium at the big hole.
It would be nice. There's a need there. So.
Yeah. Well, I got you. We pointed out a few new sponsors for the 2024 season.
Oh, yeah.
Halcon Transportation.
Okay.
I'm thinking that's rail crew transportation.
It sounds like
yeah. Very important. Make or break a team's day.
Mm-hmm.
Kenwood Radios.
Oh, that's important.
That's
a good sponsor.
Radio voice.
That sponsor sounds like it's on point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to be on. Some of these sponsors got to be on point, and it sounds like Kenwood would be on point.
Kenwood is on point. Kenwood
with
radio.
Yep.
We have Cameo Grill.
Oh.
This is going to be the official watching party for the 2024 Golden Breakstick season. And as always, we have DraftKings, WESPN, Squincher, and last year's Famous Fast and all. They're all back for the 2024 season. Squincher, that's going to play a big part here in a few months.
Yeah, coming up, especially towards the end of the conductor's season when it's getting pretty hot out there.
Hot and steamy.
Hot and moist. You know.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Timmy, Richard's not there.
Richard did not show up yet. He must have been set back.
All right. Well, I'll see. I'll check the traffic cam, see if I can't see what's keeping him. But always, this is typical new field and traffic reporter out.
All right, everybody. That was our updates guy, as I like to call him. He's a good stats guy. That was our Tipper Canoe, our very own Tipper Canoe. We appreciate him coming on and giving us a little update there, a little recap of what the committee is going to be looking at, talking to Wendell Highball there as well and telling us, you know, what to look for coming up with these conductors. So always appreciate Tipper Canoe coming on. He always brings us the latest in traffic and alert updates. So thank you, Tipper Canoe. Again, this first hour has been brought to you by Morningwood Landscaping. We hope that you check out Morningwood Landscaping. Check out all of our sponsors of the show. But if you have any unruly bush or overgrown weeds or trees need trimmed, call licensed and bonded professionals at Morningwood, and they will give you the hand that you need. From edging to trimming to full removal, they will do it all at Morningwood Landscaping. Call them today at 555-6989. That's 555-6989. Want to thank the people that are listening tonight so far and tuning in. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you do, and thank you for supporting us. Again, make sure you go to Facebook and look up Notch 8 Podcast Group. Become a member of the group. You can like the page as well, but make sure you become a member of the group. You're going to find more info, posts, and activities on the group than you will the actual Notch 8 Podcast page. So be sure to search Notch 8 Podcast on Facebook. So we got our statement from Wendell Highball about the Golden Reverser Championship. We broke down how the conductors will be judged. Tipper Canoe came on and gave us a little insight on who the committee will be watching during this Conductors Championship Series. Sounds like they're really going to be watching Brewster, Akron, and Medina to see how these conductors will do. Excited is probably an understatement, but I can't wait to cover this series with my wonderful co-host, Richard Thorskin. Richard was set back tonight, so he has not joined us just yet. But when he does get here, we will get him on with us. Gave you some of the matrix of what's going to be used. We also have, we're hearing that the committee will be passing out some end of the year awards for the engineers. Some of those awards, I have them here. Let me go here. Some of the awards, most valuable engineer award. So this is almost like a MVP, but for an engineer, thus MVE. We also have the MILF award, which is the most intense lever flipper. These are for road train engineers. We have the MVRO, the most valuable remote operator. These would be yard job engineers, engineers who are on jobs that have remote engines available to use or should be using, I should say. Then we also have most influential engineer of the year. This is almost like a people's award, you know, how at the end, or a Time award, you know, at the end of the year, Time magazine always picks their most influential person of the year. That's kind of how this is, the most influential engineer of the year. I'm hearing some rumors, but I don't have all of the numbers in yet. But it sounds like the committee doesn't know who they want for the most valuable engineer, because what I'm hearing right now, there's still some more votes to be brought in, but it's a three-way tie right now for the most valuable engineer. We have an engineer that is running away with the MILF award, also the MVRO award, and the most influential engineer of the year is also not, there's not much debate when it came to those three awards, but it's the most valuable engineer that it appears the committee is having a tough time with. So we'll keep up with that. We'll make sure we keep following that, and we will keep you guys posted on what transpires with that. So thank you again to Morningwood Landscaping for being a part of this first hour. Also, part of this first hour is a very special sponsor of the show. They were one of the first sponsors of this show, and we appreciate them. If you know anything about railroading, you know, they say it runs on caffeine and nicotine, but it runs on alcohol too. You know, a lot of these guys like their alcohol. Top Rail Brewery. It's a new brewery. It's kind of secluded. You probably wouldn't find it unless you knew it was there. But Top Rail Brewery, they make exceptional beers, and they're more than just beers. Even if you go to their website, their little about us even says there's nothing micro about their beers. It says, and this is a quote, this is right from their website. It says, nothing micro about our beers. Full throttle and pony up, our handmade crafts will get you highball and hot laps at the next family party. You'll be smoking the uncle in cornhole and showing the nephew how true beer pong is done. So try one of their originals today. Some of these brews, I'm not sure what the seasonals, they're delicious. I've had some. They had the Notch 8 podcast out to the brewery before we went live last week to give us a tour. They showed us some of the barrels that they use to age some of their beers. They showed us the stills. They walked us around the grounds. You know, we got to see where the hops and barley and the grapes and everything. You know, it's a beautiful part of the country, and it's a great organization and set up what they have there. They have some year-round stouts that they call. They've got the six-axle Max. They've got full dynamics, diverging approach, sticky brake shoes, tilt timeout, and they have a barrel-aged blue wheel. So that one has a hint of like a smoky, spicy smell to it. Very, very, very well done on that one. They've got some fall, some of their fall beers include Traction Motor Fire. Again, that one has a very smoky flavor to it. You can really taste the burnt barrel in that one. They have Wet Leaves Slippage, and they have 28 powered axles. Some of their spring IPAs, which will be coming into spring here very soon, some of their spring IPAs is Rippin' Heaters, 12 and a Cabbie, Power Drop. Now, the Power Drop, you don't want to be an amateur IPA drinker with this Power Drop. In fact, Tipper Canoe and Richard, Tipper and Richard had a little competition while we were at the brewery with the Power Drop. Let's just say Richard won that round, but Tipper gave her all she had. But Richard definitely won the Power Drop contest on that one. And then some of their winter ales, which we're in right now, they have Abolish Mint. They have Bump Munder, and they have Hot Bearing Irish Ale. So that is some of their winter ales that they have available as well. The Abolished Mint, oh, it's got like a peppermint, a spearmint. It's got like an abolished, some good mint flavor there to that one. So it's very Christmassy, I guess you might say. You want to sip that one on a cold winter night while the snow's falling. You got a fire in the fireplace. Sip on some your Abolishment winter ale from Top Rail Brewery. Very, very good stuff over there. So be sure to check out Top Rail Brewery. They also have a nice little cafe there that you can go to. It's open year-round. Check out some of their foods. They've got like wood-fired pizzas, stuff like that, little appetizer type stuff. And then you can get, they have different beer flights that you can try out some of their different beers. So definitely a good date night with the wife or the girlfriend. Definitely not the wife and the girlfriend at the same time, but definitely a good place to go. Top Rail Brewery for a nice evening out. Have some IPAs. I wouldn't do the Power Drop IPA though on the date. Definitely, I would stay away from that. That might be like a Christmas party company. Christmas party thing, maybe do some Power Drops there. But definitely check out Top Rail Brewery. So thank you to them for being a show sponsor as well. Ladies and gentlemen, what's that? Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. It appears that I know some of you don't know Dick, but I know Dick, and he doesn't know Dick, but here's Richard Thorskin. Good evening, Richard.
Evening, Timmy. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Well, I don't know Dick.
Okay. You're Dick. I'm Tim, but okay. We've been talking about, we had a statement from Wendell Highball. He told us, you know, congrats to Stroll and Gunner for making it where they were. And we broke down some of the upcoming Conductors Series stuff so far for the next season that starts February 1st already.
February 1st, Golden Brake Stick Challenge.
And you just That's missed true. Tipper.
Oh. Oh, man. I always miss the good stuff.
Tipper was here. He called in. He had had another update from Wendell about the Conductor Series and some of the stuff that the committee is going to be looking at.
Okay.
Yeah, some of the matrix that would you like me to review some of the stuff that the committee is going to be looking at? So that because I would love to hear your input on what you think about what they're going to be looking at for the ratings of the conductors.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Okay. I'll go ahead and give you some of these. We've got radio voice.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
You want me to go ahead or you
sorry,
want me
that,
to back up to the...
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So we have radio voice. Can the conductor be heard clearly? That's always important, right? Is good communications.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the key, not only to safety, but just the overall radio voice alone from the conductor is a very key metric.
Ties, are knuckles open before a tie? That's what they'll be looking at.
Well, I mean, you do know you got to open the knuckles, right?
Before you tie on.
Yes. And stretch.
Okay.
And bump. Yeah, you got to make sure the knuckles are open.
So the whole bump and stretch, that gets annoying for an engineer, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets pretty old pretty quick.
Yeah. Car counts.
I haven't heard that name in years.
That they're going to be looking at her. Cleanliness.
That's a must. Nobody wants to smell anybody's asshole.
Right.
To do that, you know, go to management.
Especially the conductors coming in. The championship is going to be played into the summer. So this is definitely going to be a big key on who's going to win the championship.
Oh, yeah, a good case of the old swamp ass. That could derail some guys pretty quick.
That could. That definitely could. Humor. Can the conductor make a joke as well as take jokes?
Yeah, leave your feelings at home. You got to keep it light out here and have some fun. Conductors have to be able to take a joke.
I'm not sure about this one, Dick, but they're going to be looking at attitudes.
Well,
I don't know about that. Have you seen some of these conductors lately? And some of the good conductors.
Yeah, it's can be trying sometimes to, how do I put it? Keep your head on your shoulders, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's hope that the attitude part, the committee just kind of, you know, doesn't harp on that one too much. Another one will be training. Is the conductor patient with the brakeman or make them quit?
Ooh. Yeah. It's interesting to see how the committee's going to look at that because we've had some first day quitters out of the brakeman. And I don't know if that's going to look good on the conductor or bad on the conductor. That'll be interesting to see how the committee treats that man.
And it'll be interesting to see if the committee draws a line between, you know, was it really the conductor's fault or was it on the engineer? Because I have heard some engineers who have been pretty mean to brakemen as well. So will that come back on the conductor?
I heard some rumors that there may be some instant replay on that metric. So,
okay.
That's, again, we're not starting till February 1st. So it'll be interesting to see where everything lies with that.
Another one I've got is knuckles. Does the conductor leave knuckles open for the next guy, as well as keeping tracks laced up? And this is where Tipper came in and said that that's going to be switching yard etiquette. Does a conductor leave the next guy set up with snapping hoses, bleeding off cars if they used air, leaving gaps in tracks, stuff like that? The committee's really going to be watching.
Gaping is a huge issue. I'm sorry. Leaving gaps, or even in a yard that would use air to switch. If you're kicking cars, you got to chase down those cars and lace them up, help out the next guy.
Definitely want to be kicking cars only in tracks that have cars, right? I mean, that's going to be
that's common sense, but
I don't know.
Yeah, you'll have that.
And then one of the last metrics used will be called the chess player. Does the conductor like to pawn work off on the next guy?
That's gonna be an interesting metric there.
That could hurt some guys.
Yeah, that's gonna set up some excuses.
Yep, Tipper said that they will be watching very closely to Akron, Medina, and Brewster throughout this competition. More so Brewster with how much competition there is in Brewster, but definitely Brewster, Akron, and Medina will be watched very closely.
Okay. What about some of the outlying divisions?
Well, Tipper said he's already hearing from the committee that they love Briar Hanna's, and it's a shame that he is ranked as low as he is right now, which he is 15th. You know, that's closer to the top 10 than some of these other guys, but it sounds like the committee really likes Briar Hanna's, and I see this kid moving up pretty quick at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. I do too. Railroading's in his blood, so I'm definitely going to keep an eye on that one there.
And I was getting messages from people who were listening because they wanted to know, you know, not everybody's a starter. We know this, right? From the engineer.
Nick, or Tim, we can't all be first round picks here.
Right.
It's a lot of people think they're better than they are, but we can't all be first round picks.
And people were yelling at me wanting to know who is on the practice squad. Because some of the names I mentioned for the top 15, some people might not have heard their name, and they want to know if they're a starter or on the practice squad. And so I had to announce on the show earlier who the practice squad is. And if you're, are you sitting down, Dick? Because I'm not sure if you're going to be able to handle this, but I'll give them to you if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so these are the four that are on the practice squad as of right now. What I've got is Lingenfelder, Van Boglen, Irwin, and Carl. That's our practice squad conductors. Yeah. I believe the committee is making a statement there.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Wow.
I don't.
That's going to hurt some feelings. That's going to hurt some feelings for sure.
Well, that goes to the matrix of humor, right?
Yes, that is correct. Can you take a joke?
I know some of these guys that can probably. No, I'm not going to say it. It's going to be interesting once that all gets posted, or once we get permission to post the Golden Breakstick preseason rankings. Whew! Watch out, Facebook.
Yeah, I'm glad you told me to sit down for that one. That's going to get interesting.
Yeah, definitely going to be interesting. I believe I'm hearing that we have somebody on the line that would like to talk. So, Richard, if you don't mind, we'll take a call.
Okay.
All right, let's see who we've got on the line. Yeah, patch them through. Hello?
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 How are you?
Hey, this is somebody from Medina, a long-time listener, first-time caller, Briar Hanna's for best conductor.
Briar Hanna's for best conductor. All right. See, this Briar kid is – oh, and they're gone. Okay, they're gone. That's another vote for Briar Hanna's, Dick. I don't know. This kid may just win it all.
He's gonna come in like a bull in a china shop. I'm telling you.
And wow, this kid. It sounds like this kid's definitely gaining some traction heading into the first season here.
Oh, for sure. Sand's being laid on the rail with that kid.
We also have some end of the year awards, but evidently all of the committee members are not on the same page and haven't gotten all the votes in. So Dick, as soon as we get all of those votes tallied, we will definitely be posting some of the end of the year awards. We've got most valuable engineer, We've got the most valuable remote operator, the MVRO, the most influential engine of the year, and the MILF, most intense lever flipper. So that's for the road train guys. As soon as we get those numbers in, Dick, we'll get those posted as well and see who some of the end of the year awards go to.
Yes, absolutely. That's try not. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
I'm hearing that the committee is pretty split on most valuable engineer for the year, so it may have to come down to a tiebreaker of sorts to figure that one out. But those numbers in, we will definitely get those out to everybody. So we'll be waiting on that. What do you say we get our second hour started? And I want to definitely get your opinion on some of the stuff that's coming up in the second hour. We've got it sounds like Bump Fest 2024 has started. And I know this is going to be your favorite one. We'll talk about the transfer portal. It sounds like it is busting at the seams. But first, Dick, we have our second hour sponsor tonight, if I can get through this reading. Our second hour sponsor tonight is Pat McCrotch Irish Pub, serving the best Irish ale and wings in the area. Whether it's a sports event or party, come see us today, lads. We have the finest ales imported straight from the motherland. It says every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they have live music from their house band, Darby O'Gill and the Little People. You can enjoy music and $1 domestic beers on those nights.
$1 domestics with railroaders?
Right. I hope they have enough beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, they've got good food, though. They really do.
Under new ownership, from what I understand, and the nickname used to be Pat McNasty's, but they've really turned that around, and now it's Pat McCrotch's. So great food, good food,
good wings. Definitely, if you want wings, their wings are huge. Definitely
huge.
Dude, I'll tell you what, Dick, it's the biggest wings I've ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in there eating one night, and all I heard was, "Dougie, look how big these wings are." And I mean, just people were amazed by how big their wings are. So,
okay.
But yeah, let's talk about this transfer portal. It's getting kicked off first of the year.
Yeah, it seems to happen every year. Nothing we can do about it. And it's always an ongoing thing. But we got some guys out there just looking for some gravy trains. Don't like being out in this weather, so they try to move around and get on some trains that don't have to get down and do much.
It's weird that it's happening right before the Golden Breakstick championship series as well, too. I find that odd.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how the committee, re-ranks these guys as we get into the heart of the transfer portal. Guys just want to move around and maybe see what they can get a little easier days as far as working in this weather. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. The rankings that I mentioned earlier, of course, those, again, those are just preseason odds, or preseason rankings. Of course, as we get closer to the actual start of the season, I'm sure we'll get the first rankings to see how things are going to shape up for the beginning of the year. We'll also, with these transfer portal guys moving around to maybe get themselves in better position for the series, we'll definitely have to get Augie on here and give us some preseason odds from Vegas as well.
Yeah, nobody better in the game than Augie on letting us know what the bookies are thinking and where we're at with that. So that yeah, that's going to be it's right around the corner, guys. It's right around the corner. And gonna be fun times.
I'm hearing that we have another caller on the line, so okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, you are on Notch 8 Podcast. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
In this transfer portal era, will the committee look negatively upon people who move to an easier job from a job that's more physically demanding? Will that have any effect in the ranking?
We'll have to get some committee members on here, Dick, because I don't know what do you think? Do you think they're going to look at that?
It's hard to say if it's a blatant disregard for seniority. They're probably going to look negative, but if it's something that that probably helps them, you know, just with their days off or whatever, probably not going to be looked so hard at.
Yeah, I almost feel like the committee would look at it if they're going from a ball buster to a gravy job, you know, especially to boost their rankings a little bit. I would think they would look negatively on that. For sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I would hope so.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but for us guys, that have been working ball busters since before the inception of this challenge. You know, I think they should be rewarded for that.
They may. They just may. I'm not sure. I do know, Dick, we did have cases in the engineer season where there were people that were trying to persuade the committee, right, and almost try and weasel their way closer in the rankings. I think they frown upon that, though, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's weasel's a good word.
We don't like weasels.
No.
I know that they, the committee got quite a few threats with the engineer season, so I think they want to shy away from that for the conductors.
Don't be a weasel.
Don't be a weasel. That's a good slogan. A good catch line. We should get a pest company as a sponsor to help keep the weasels out. We should work on that. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So Bump Fest 2024, that almost sounds like a good, that sounds like a good lager for a Top Rail Brewery. We'll have to get them to work on something like that. But Bump Fest 2024, what are your opinions on Bump Fest? Because I know you've had some run-ins with that before.
Yeah. Bump Fest is, I wouldn't even say it's a seasonal lager, but yeah, that's a good one.
It's already happened to a few guys so far, but you hate to see it.
Yep, you never know. You only get 24 hours once it starts, so.
And you just sometimes you just don't see it coming.
No. Nope.
It creeps up on you like a Sasquatch in the middle of the night.
Common decency for a reach around. It
Correct.
Just happens.
It just happens. One minute you're going ahead, and the next minute you don't even know where you're at.
Yeah.
I just hate it when the wheels fall off. That's when things...
Too soon, Tim. Too soon.
Oh, is that too soon?
Yeah, that's too soon.
Okay. I apologize.
Your show.
No, it's our show. It's not my show. No. It's our show. I'm glad you could join us tonight, though. That was nice of you to show up tonight. Traffic.
Right? Yeah. State Route 93 was backed up. Running a little late getting home to the mother station here.
Everybody down there trying to get an eye on some of these future conductor prospects.
Yeah. Yep. The levee down there is it's getting packed down there. It's hard to find a seat.
Yeah. Tipper said he was going to head down there, but he just didn't want to deal with the mayhem.
Yeah.
Don't like the mayhem. Well, I mean, I don't have much more here in my notes to discuss. Dick, is there anything that you would like to talk about before we jump off the air?
No, I don't think that I have anything. I'm extremely excited for February 1st. So I know everybody's on edge to get the official rankings when they drop. So keep your Twitter open, or it's not even Twitter anymore. It's X, right?
X. Yeah.
X. Yeah. So we'll can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun. I know you're looking forward to it for sure, to talk about and cover this season, as it doesn't really pertain too much to engineers, and I know you're excited about that. So I can't wait to see how some of these conductors react to the rankings and see how it affects the work.
Well, not only that, but not to leave the Golden Reverser, behind us in the dust completely, but it'll be interesting to get some comments from the engineers, Stroll Patrol for one, the Gunner, you name it. I'd like to get some of these guys on the air and see how they feel about these rankings when they do officially get released.
Yeah, even Bauer Stocks. I hear that he's probably, he's going to be working with some of these guys too. Maybe we get him on. He was a potential Golden Reverser champion. He made the playoffs. Talk to Bauer Stocks or even Paymer. See if Paymer has something to say about it too.
Yep. It's hope to get some of these guys on the air and see how they feel about. Some of their fellow compatriots.
Yeah.
And, how they feel about where they're ranked and different stuff. So it's going to be fun.
It'll definitely be fun. We will not be here next week. We will be taking next week off. So we won't be on again until probably the 24th or 25th. So for anybody listening, thank you again for tuning in. Thank you, Dick, for hopping on here with me and talking about some of this, recapping some of this stuff and talking about the upcoming seasons.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, Dick, have a wonderful rest of your night. I'm sure I'll see you tomorrow when we have some job briefings about the show coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes. I'm sure we'll hear each other one way or another.
Yes, sir.
Nice. I'm sorry, are you getting some feedback?
I think I heard something. Did you hear anything?
No, I don't think I heard anything.
Oh, okay. All right, well, Dick, you have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we'll see you in the morning.
Roz, thinking out.
All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Notch 8 podcast, our second show. Hope you all enjoyed it. I want to thank Tipper Canoe and Richard Thorskin for joining me as well. Of course, I'm Timothy Ticklesford, and you're not. Have a great night tomorrow. Till next time.